Every click leaves a trail. IPVanish helps you leave a lot less behind. With IPVanish, your traffic is encrypted, your IP address is shielded, and threat protection helps block malware, phishing sites, and trackers. It's simple, powerful privacy that fits real life, so you can browse with more confidence and less exposure. Join millions who trust IPVanish. Go to IPVanish.com, that's IPVanish.com, and choose your plan today. IPVanish. More privacy, less exposure.
You're on The Burt Show.
Jamie Massey here.
Uh-oh.
We have told you before that the history of Jamie Massey's dating life is not sad. It's laughable.
No, it's pretty sad, too.
But it gets to a point where it's so sad that you just have to embrace it and laugh about it.
Well, it's kind of dysfunctional. I can't figure out why. Like, I don't know if you have a type or, like, something that attracts you to these guys that they just end up being losers.
Yeah, I definitely have been on a run.
Well, isn't
for
like,
sure.
Isn't like the true definition of like craziness is when you do the same things over and over and over again and you expect different results, right? Well, at least Jamie Massey here is trying something new. Why don't you tell him what you're trying, Jamie? Because married guys aren't working out for you.
Yeah, yeah. There was the date with the guy who told me in the middle of dinner he was married. There was the guy that stiffed me for the check. And so, you know, gone a little younger.
How old are you?
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, I'm 28 years old, and I through a friend of a friend I met this boy, and he's so
literally
cute.
Yes.
He's not a boy.
You were walking in to see Pirates of the Caribbean, and he was there to see Cars.
Shut up.
And she was going to an R-rated movie, and he went to sneak in on her ID.
He's 20.
20 years old.
20 years old.
It's not quite Mary Kay Letourneau material, but it's close.
He is so hot. I can't help it.
See how the rules are totally broken?
Where did you see him? In Hollister?
I met him through a friend of a friend. And I've gone out with him like 3 times.
And this is a guy you've gone out with 3 times
uh-huh.
now.
Dude, he's the best. He gets like out of all the drivers at his store, he earns the most tips. He's awesome.
Sometimes you let him drive? Are you teaching him how to drive a clutch?
Okay, so 28 and 20 is not that bad. He's like your little hot summer fling, right?
Yeah.
Do you love him?
All right, hold on a second. Hold on, we got to back up a second. Because in the post-show meeting yesterday, 28 and 20 was a way bigger deal than it appears to be on the air
right
now.
Well, what really got me thinking about it was the fact that when I got my first car and I learned to drive at 16, he was 8.
Okay. Well, it's not the age difference that flips me out. It's the thing that she's not confessing about the 20-year-old.
Oh, we just haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, good.
We're still on the age thing.
Now, even before we get to that, Melissa, you think 28 and 20, it doesn't matter if the woman is older.
I try to be consistent. Like, if I'm, icked out by a 28-year-old guy chasing after a 20-year-old girl, then I can't be different if it's a 28-year-old woman and a 20-year-old guy.
It is different.
You know, you call it...
No.
You don't think it's any different?
I don't think it's different.
Yeah, it's... Wait, hold on. Whose side am I on? Melissa still thinks it's icky?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still icky.
You still think
okay,
it's
wait
icky.
A second. The icky formula is what? Take half of your age,
seven?
Which is 20... Okay, plus 7?
I haven't done this yet.
What?
You're okay.
So she's okay because 17 is the youngest she can go, but still.
That's really icky. See, that would be icky. 28 and 20, he's very mature.
But you're like...
But he's still using his fake ID.
You're borderline icky to the point where it's still gross. Like it's like a piece of chicken that's just raw, still like in the very middle. Like
you're still going to eat it.
You're probably not going to get that sick, but you'll still throw up a little in your mouth.
He can't even go out with you.
Yeah, like when you go to 11:50 and do your gigs, I mean,
well,
they're going to stop him right at the door.
We've only gone out like 3 times.
And what did you guys do when you went out?
Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese. No.
Did he get stuck in the little tunnel? Did you go up and save him?
Did you take him to the Disney store?
Y'all are funny. It all started because he had never seen Lost Season 2, and I have it on my iPod, and I was like, well, you can come over sometime and watch it. And I knew how old he was, and I wasn't expecting it to be like a dating thing. And then I just kind of got a little crush on him.
You are such a predator. That's what you are.
So when
you're a little boy, I have a toy that I want you to look at.
So like when you it's not a date, so you don't get all dressed up or anything.
Yeah.
And he's coming over, uh-huh. And then when his mom's car pulled up, did you get nervous or excited?
She just gave him his passy. It's okay.
Well, she felt nervous because she had to have him home by 10 o'clock, and it was already 8:30. Things had to progress quickly. Now, normally when you go out with a younger guy, let's be honest, there's one reason why you go out with a guy that's young. It's because he's good looking.
You just said how hot he was, and a lot of women in the audience were thinking, well, he's a young stud. No wonder he's going out with him.
And dude can go the distance. That's the reason why older women go out with younger guys, because they can go the distance. How far is his distance, Jamie Massey?
He doesn't have a distance.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
you say it, but I don't want to say it because I'll look like a
hoe.
Is
he a virgin?
Yes.
Are you going to deflower him?
No.
So he's 20 and he's a virgin and he's saving himself?
Yes.
For marriage?
Yes.
So my
have you guys done anything?
What's the point?
That's what I said. I said, look, if you're sexually frustrated now, wouldn't you rather be sexually frustrated alone rather than this hot piece of 20-year-old meat in front of you that you can't do anything with?
Well, that's sucks. The only reason you're dating hot piece of 20-year-old meat in the first place is to, you know.
Well, you can still do the old high school stuff.
Summer fling.
Like he can
summer loving.
Touch you above your bra, the dirty pant rub, all those things.
Dirty pant rub.
It's a nice way of saying dry hump.
Oh.
Delete that.
So you, I mean, there's really, I don't understand.
I know. It's very frustrating. And I'm still figuring all this out. I mean, it's only been like 3 times.
Now, wait three a second.
Wait,
I'm still figuring what out? That he's just, I mean.
I just am learning all of these things. I don't know.
There must have been a point where you were so aggressive that he had to say, wait. I am waiting until I am going to be married.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in 3 days, that normally wouldn't come up.
Right.
So I'm assuming you jumped on him like a shark on chum. And he said something like, wait a second, I gotta set the record straight.
Yeah, how did it come up?
Yeah, I want to know how that conversation started.
What's the normal amount of time that passes between Jamie Massey meeting a feller and mounting him?
Oh, my God.
I am really uncomfortable with this conversation right now. No, it actually just came up in normal conversation.
How does it come up in normal conversation?
We were watching Lost or something like that. And
Dora.
We're watching Dora. It was my favorite episode of SpongeBob. No,
this thing just doesn't come up in normal conversation.
Well, I think it became like kind of a religious talk. Like it turned to a bit of a religious talk. And he said, yeah, by the way, I'm saving myself for marriage. And I was like, saving what? So that's kind of how it turned out.
Okay, wait. Now, I want to know what you say after he says that. Well, are you like, oh, fabulous.
Well, hold on. Let me get dressed. That's the first thing she says.
No, to be honest with you, he said, I'm saving myself for marriage. And I was like, why? And I felt like, you know. A 28-year-old single woman with a hot 20-year-old dude, you're going to be like, dude, why?
You have to make a plea, sure.
Yeah, but see, then you come to the fact, and I thought about that, like making that plea, you know, come on, dude, seriously. You know, and what Jeff said earlier, but if
what did I say earlier?
You were talking about deflowering a young man, but if he has made this decision and has lasted, you know, 20 years, good-looking guy, gone all the way through high school and into college, you know, keeping him. I cannot be the one to do that.
He hasn't lasted like 20 years.
Yeah, he's lasted like 6. Well, nowadays he's lasted 8.
Yeah, lasted 8. So, but I could not do that because, like, say he felt guilty about it, he would resent me for the rest of his life.
No, I don't think that you should do him. I think that you should stop dating him because. What I don't understand is, like, after he drops the big V-bomb, the virgin bomb, and that he's saving himself, like, where does it go from there? Like, have you gone out with him again since then?
Don't I turn into, like, a complete bitch if, like, all of a sudden I'm, like, won't date him anymore because he doesn't do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, but, yeah, all
like,
he's going to do
is
tell his other 17-year-old virgin friends.
I mean, who cares? Like, are you looking for a long-term, meaningful relationship with the 20-year-old?
No.
You're going to be the biggest bitch on MySpace. I wouldn't worry about it.
It was just like a nice guy who's fun to hang out with. And I, like, you know, it's not been like this big serious, like, oh my God, I'm, you know.
Is there a possibility that he just said he was holding out to make himself even more attractive to her?
That's brilliant.
No.
Yes.
Are you sure he's not lying?
No. No, it's been confirmed. You don't play the religious card to like be a hottie. I mean, that just doesn't go.
Hold on a minute.
How was it? Wait a second. How was it confirmed?
The friend of a friend who introduced me told me it confirmed it. Because I asked. And they were like, oh, yeah, he's like a really, really good guy. And he's really.
It doesn't make you bad to have sex, but he's like.
You're not looking for a really, really good guy right now. A 20-year-old really, really good guy. You're not looking for that.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Melissa.
You should go on the other end of the spectrum. You should date 60-year-olds.
Hey, Melissa, go ahead.
I am about to turn 30, and I am actually married to a 23-year-old, and he was a virgin when we started dating.
And how long did it take you to rob that of him?
6 months.
6 months.
How old was he when you first started dating?
He was 20.
But you know you weren't going, I mean, you knew that in your head as soon as he told you that he was a virgin that that was going to change if you were going to continue to date him.
It was one of those where I had been married, so I was like, I'm not, you know, maybe I'm not cut out to be your date. And I told him that. And I had been divorced, and so I just kind of was like, well, I'm obviously not. And he just said that, you know, he really had never found someone. Is what his point was, is he never found someone who made him say, you know, yeah, I'm willing to go that far. But
was his for religious reasons?
Partially, but he got over the religious reasons when he fell in love, I guess.
I bet he did.
He found love. Uh-huh. I don't think that's all he found.
Was there any amount of guilt on your part after the first time?
No. Actually, there wasn't.
Was there any amount of guilt on his part after the first time?
There wasn't. And it was actually 6 months later that he asked me to marry him. So we weren't even engaged. And I was actually really worried about the guilt. And he was just like, no, I'm totally in love with you, and I feel completely comfortable. So
what have you learned from this, Jamie Massey? That if it does happen, it will be guilt-free.
Awesome.
And then he will ask you to marry him.
A not so awesome.
Hey, Dolores.
Married ever.
Hey, Dolores. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, no, I'm gonna tell Jamie, don't do it. Just don't do it. Let somebody else be the person to take it from him, but don't do it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be that person. That's too much pressure.
That is too much pressure. But I mean, just mess around with him. Make out, but don't take it from him.
Mm. So it's okay for a 28-year-old to make out with a 20-year-old, in your opinion?
As long as your braces don't get locked together.
We recalculated because in my mind, I was basing it on his age, the icky factor, not her age. And we realized that...
It's 28. It's her age in half. 14 plus 7 is 21.
So it is icky. That's the calculation for the icky factor. So you are...
And that goes either way. If the guy's older...
Yeah, I know how that works.
Okay.
Heard of that before.
She's done the math. She don't care. Caitlin, good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think y'all should leave Jamie alone because if she's hot enough to get a 20-year-old, then you got to give her props.
Yes.
No, I mean, I give her all the compliments in the world. I just think that she is adding to her frustration. I mean, he's that good looking. You obviously don't have a lot in common with this guy. There's one reason to go out with him, and he's denying you that based on the Bible.
Well, I'm still a senior in high school, and... I, like, look for guys that are still virgins. Like, that's good for me. So I don't think you should steal it from him because that's awesome that he's, like, chosen to wait for marriage.
Well, Jamie can set y'all up.
Give me his number.
Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
No, really. Honestly. Mm-hmm. What? Let that go.
Let it go?
Let it go real quick. Honey, run in the other direction and find you another 20, 21, 20, 19, for God's sakes. But get you some ass and get it quick.
If you've learned nothing from listening to The Burt Show today.
I'll remember that last call.
There's the nugget of wisdom.
Go get you some ass.
Get it quick.
Are you going to officially dump him?
It's not even to the breakup dumping point, you know? I mean,
just write him a note, fold it up with a little tuck underneath it, a little tab so you can pull it out.
You're on The Burt Show.